I'll first go through the slides and afterwards do some kind of live demo to make things a little easier. I'll not switch back and forth. Yeah, so my session will be about developing telephony functionality for Plesser Mobile using PhoneZim. Yeah, first, let's talk about why you would want to use PhoneZim instead of a real device. Some of you probably own PinePhones and so on. Obviously, sending many test SMS can be expensive, just like calling people all the time, which you have to calculate that most of those calls will probably not work if you are developing. So you will waste a lot of money if you use a real SIM card and modem. Deploying code to the phone takes time because the phone doesn't have a very powerful processor usually, and you can probably do some kind of cross-compiling, but all of that will be much more complicated than using a computer for development. Also, on the PinePhone, for example, bugs outside of the application you are developing could affect debugging. For example, if something is not yet working in the kernel or other user space processes. Obviously, not everyone has a PinePhone or Librem 5 at all, so many people have to use PhoneZim anyway. PhoneZim is a Qt-based application that simulates a GSM modem. Its functionality includes simulating calls, SMS, but also the SIM toolkit, which is usually an application running on the SIM card itself. It also can simulate all kinds of things like signal strengths, carrier name, and so on, which will be displayed in the Plasma phone shell. And PhoneZim is basically implemented like any Ophono driver. It's just a plugin included in Ophono that speaks to PhoneZim, and so it won't make any difference to the application using Ophono, whether it's PhoneZim or a real modem driver. So PhoneZim was initially developed for Nokia as part of Qtopia and later Qt Extended. But as we all know, it doesn't exist anymore, so it was later transferred to Intel apparently, which can be seen and at the copyright notices in the code. Nowadays it's hosted in the Ophono team on kernel.org, which is also still kind of owned by Intel, but it's open for everyone to contribute, and contributions can be done through the Ophono mailing list. But of course, the most important thing about it is how we can use it for development. So first we need to get it running. There is the issue that the current stable release, which is 1.21 at this point, is still based on Qt 4. Intel seems to use it actively, but they are not really Qt developers, so they didn't really notice Qt 4 was old. I talked to them and they are just using one VM image, which works for them, and yeah. Anyway, so everyone but Intel can also use it. It was ported to Qt 5. Because the developers are, as I said, not Qt developers, but mostly focused on C, it uses an AutoTools-based build system. But compiling is easy enough if you use the default slash /usr prefix and nothing, or slash /usr local prefix and nothing special. In addition to PhoneZim, you will need Ophono, of course, so you can develop things for Ophono. Ophono itself doesn't depend on Ophono, but Ophono needs to be available at runtime and
Phonem is not enabled by default in Ophono, so we need to edit etc/ophono/phonem.conf and uncomment everything so it looks like the code in the slide. Afterwards, we need to restart Ophono to apply the new configuration.
Phonem thus supports a GUI argument to tell it to use the GUI instead of the default Divas interface. In this case, I wrote the full path because in the previous step we just installed Phonem, and it might be that USR local bin is not yet in your path before you logged in and start or yeah logged in to your session on your device again. But usually you can just write phonem and not slash usr local bin phonem and so on. The most important thing is that we pass it the configuration file. It can emulate different kinds of modems in theory, but in all cases I needed, the default configuration was totally fine. Also, this configuration defines ports of phonem uses locally. The defaults are totally fine and we don't really need to edit anything there. Once we started that command, we will notice that nothing happens, which can be confusing at first, but the GUI doesn't start until the modem is enabled, which Ophono can tell the modem to do. For that, we will need the Ophono scripts. In some distributions, they are packaged. Most commonly as a package called Ophono scripts. Usually those packages are not available on all distributions. If they are not available on yours, you can find them in the Ophono repository in the tests directory and just use it from the source directory of Ophono without having to compile Ophono yourself. If it is included in your distro, it's probably located in usr share Ophono scripts. In the following commands, you will have to replace the path if it's not coming from distribution. The two scripts we are going to use for now are enable modem and online modem. The names pretty much show what they do. After you executed the enable modem script, the GUI should appear, but the modem is not yet online, so it doesn't have any connection, or it doesn't emulate any connection. Once the window has started to appear, you can set the modem online using the second script. There are some common issues that can appear when using Phonem. They are caused by the Ophono scripts not being extremely clever. They usually try to use first modem available, and so you need to make sure there is nothing else seeming like a modem to Ophono. The common issue is that the Bluetooth stack also has support for speaking to remote modems, and Ophono supports that. So in some cases, Ophono might think that some device you previously connected to your Bluetooth adapter has a modem as well, and it tries to use this one. Just disabling Bluetooth will work around it easily. There's a typo in the presentation. But in general, if the scripts print out some Dbus errors, most common issue is that Ophono is probably not running. This can be easily fixed. On systemd distros, it's surface Ophono start. Other distros might either use sysv init script, so slash etc init dot d Ophono start or similar things. Once we have the Ophono GUI running, we can see all the different functionality it provides. What we most commonly want to use for Pleasant Mobile is the SMS tab. The calls tab is hiding behind the arrow there. At the bottom, you can see that we can enter an operator name or test this for, which will be useful for testing LTE and GSM settings in the shell. All AT commands the modem uses are displayed at the right of the window, so every time an SMS arrives, so is sent by the application or is faked to arrive by the modem, it will appear in there. And of course, all other actions will also leave AT commands there. One interesting feature of Phonem, which is not currently, or Pleasant Mobile currently doesn't use it, is emulating the SIM toolkit. Of course, Phonem doesn't actually include an emulator for those SIM utils based on Java card, but it implements the same way of communicating as the SIM card would do. This is mostly based on numbers defined to do some special functionality, and both sides then have to know what this number means. So if you want to understand how SIM toolkit and Java card works, this is actually pretty useful to understand it. There are also good talks on YouTube. I think Sentu knows about them because he recommended them to me in the first place. So the source code of Phonem is also useful to understand this kind of functionality. If anyone wants to implement SIM toolkit in Pleasant Mobile, this would be the place to start. This is a slide. We are now moving a little bit away from the main topic, but it is important to do anything useful with Phonem in Pleasant Mobile context. Usually, applications and shell do not communicate directly with Ofono, but in most cases use telepathy, which then needs the telepathy Ofono backend to be installed, so telepathy can actually talk to Ofono. Telepathy is a framework providing abstractions for all kinds of communication in the more human sense, like calls, messages, in theory even video chats and so on. For Pleasant Mobile, we only use the voice call and text channel features for now. If you need more direct communication with Ofono for some application, for example, it is used by the shell to find out the carrier name and so on, and also the signal strength. There's libq ofono, which is the newer of two ofono qt binding libraries. It is developed by Yola, so the good thing is we don't have to care much about it. It is developed for us. Just in case you need more direct communication for some application, Ofono provides a dbus interface. If you end up writing for this dbus interface in Qt, you can upstream it to libq Ofono because that's mostly how libq Ofono also works. For example, the SIM toolkit is as of now not yet supported in libq Ofono as far as I know. So that would be the possible use case for this. Now, do you have any questions about things that appeared so far? Otherwise, I'll go on with the small demo. Okay, I don't see any questions, so let's see if screen sharing works. So I will quickly demonstrate what I previously showed in the presentation slides. First, we start Phonesim with the default config file and the GUI argument. Nothing will happen at first. Then we switch to a new tab where we can run the Ofono scripts. So first we enable the modem. Phonesim will open up and then we can set it online. Now it's ready. And then we can use it to, for example, send SMS. Here we can enter the virtual sender and send the message. And then, in theory, it should appear here. And yeah, we can answer to it. And you know, it wasn't very well visible, so I will do it again. We can see that something happens here in the AT command, so the message is sent to the modem. Yeah, that's pretty much it for now.